Happy Friday, or Saturday, or whatever day it is when you're listening to this, the best of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show podcast, where we bring you all the highlights from the past week on the show. On the way, I have all our highlights from the week with the likes of John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan, who I caught up with on Monday to chat about their new movie Stan and Ollie. Have you seen it yet? We then had Derry Girls actor Jamie Lee O'Connell and Ian O'Reilly. You'll remember him from Moonboy, and he was Pádraig in Moonboy, and they were to chat about the new play they're acting in called The Cripple of Inishman by Martin McDonagh, no less. In Gift Grub, Donald Trump got the chance to sing about his favourite thing in the world, apart from himself and Burger King, the bloody wall. He has some voice on him, I'll tell you. And there's her chat with none other than David Duchovny about his gig in the Academy Dublin next month. She's a huge fan, and he's even going to dedicate a song to her. Maybe. On last Monday's show, I interviewed the incredible John C. Reilly and the equally incredible, maybe even more incredible, Steve Coogan to find out a bit more about what it was like being transformed into comedy icons Laurel and Hardy in the new movie Stan and Ollie. Talk about method acting, eh?
How did you actually get the Stan Laurel character?
Well, I mean, there's a sort of number of things. It's not one thing. It's a collection of things. There's a lot of source material out there. We can all look at the films and find out what they were like on screen. There are more question marks about what they were like in their private life. But there is some footage
which people haven't seen. They don't know.
Which people haven't seen. They really don't know that well. So how we render them in their private lives, we have a certain amount of leeway and our artistic license. But when it comes to us emulating what they did on screen, we have to be quite faithful to something that people are very familiar with.
Yeah.
But for me, it was sort of starting with the evidence that you have in front of you and then working backwards to try and, I mean, sort of method acting is about you find the core of the character and then you sort of build it outwards like an acorn and turning into an oak tree. But with my approach, and to some extent John, I'm sure I'll answer for himself, it was getting the physicality, getting the clothes, the voice, the movements. We had 3 weeks rehearsal where we practiced the way they move. And then you get all that stuff and you start to think, well, I'm starting to look like that person and I start to feel a bit like them. And then you kind of worm your way back inside them and find the core of the person.
Yeah. Same for you, John. Would you do impressions? I know the last time you were on Today FM, you sang The Wild Rover for us, which I thought was very impressive.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was a few weeks ago.
My impression of an Irishman, I suppose. Yeah, it's similar to what Steve was describing in this case. You know, usually I do tend to build my characters from the inside out, but in this case, there was such pressure to get the outside correct. The exterior of the character was sort of built for me and then applied on me. And then, I began, like Steve said, with the quintessential gestures and the tie twiddles. And then, so you get those things down and then you think like, well, why was he doing that?
At the end of the day, you do have to figure out your own space and your own thing you're doing. But of course, this is a strange job, actually, because it's about these two people who appeared to many people like one person. So you have to collaborate very closely. We had to collaborate very closely. We were lucky that we had a rehearsal period of 4 weeks, and that enabled us to really, dig deep and not only rehearse the numbers, but get to know each other a little bit and learn to trust each other.
Today FM. This voice.
Supportive.
Which is now worth €750 on these three words. Well, it was three well-known voices saying a different word each, but this is the only one remaining. So if you think you know who it is, then tune in weekday mornings to find out how to enter.
Supportive.
And you can check out the full list of wrong answers on todayfm.com/breakfast. On Gift Grub this week, we were treated to a beautiful musical performance from American President Donald Trump. Who knew he was so talented, eh? With all the controversy and speculation over the future of his wall, he gathered Congress to tell the world why it's needed. He does the best singing, the very best singing. Nobody else can sing like this guy.
We need a wall.
Mr. President, support for the wall is falling among your own party.
That is fake news. That is fake news. Everybody wants the wall. Get the Republicans in here, Kellyanne.
Yes, Mr. President.
Ted, Mitch.
No, I'm Bob.
Okay, Bob, whatever. They all want the wall. Let me make it easy for you. Let me make it easy for you. Listen. Quiet. That simple light. We've got all the best people in the White House, thanks to me. We've done all the greatest deals, they say, in history. I've got a huge IQ. I've got self-portraits in the hall. But what ain't we got?
We ain't got a wall.
No wall. It's sad. We've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We've got Lion Ted Cruz.
Thank you, sir.
We've the most unbiased advice from the great folks at Fox News. We've great builders with cement. We love that nice wet smell. But what don't we get?
You know damn well.
Rudy Giuliani.
We're just looking for a little law and order.
So true.
Down around the general vicinity of the Swather and Wardour.
Bad hombres.
There is nothing like a wall. Nothing in the world.
I love walls.
There is nothing quite so tall as a beautiful 30-foot wall.
So true. I've got all the best words. There is nothing you can teach me. We've got all the best lawyers, so go ahead, impeach me. We feel hungry for a fence around our neighborhood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good. Mike Pence.
Mr. President, if this wall was a woman, I would marry her.
Good, Mike.
I would happily make love each night to a concrete barrier.
I would watch that, Mike.
There is nothing like a wall, nothing in the world.
Nothing.
There is nothing quite so tall,
tall.
As a beautiful 30-foot wall.
I love walls.
Nothing else is like a wall, nothing in the world.
Let's build a wall.
Trumpy Dumpty will not fall from his beautiful 30-foot wall.
Now, a new production of the play The Cripple of Inish Man is coming to Dublin's Gaiety Theatre on the 25th, that's next Friday, the 25th of this month, with Oscar-winning director and writer Martin McDonagh providing the script. It also has a very impressive cast, including Jamie Lee O'Donnell, who plays the mouthy Michelle in Derry Girls, Everybody Loves Michelle, and Moonboy's Ian O'Reilly, you'll remember him as the chubby-cheeked Porrick O'Dwyer. They play brother and sister in this dark comedy that is actually a lot more colourful than it sounds. Have a listen.
So you're rehearsing now at the moment, getting yourself organised, yeah?
We are trying to anyway.
Yeah. And how's it going so far, Ian?
Yes, good. We're making good progress. I mean, at this stage, we'd want to be. Yeah, we haven't long left, but yeah, it's going well.
It seems like there's a huge big cast in it. Like, you know, the ad on the radio just reads out all the names, including your names. But there's a lot of people involved, Jamie Lee.
There is, yeah. It's quite a big cast. It's quite a big range of cast as well, a range of actors, which is great. Mm. So it's just a bit, there's something for everybody there.
And when I heard it first, I was saying, this sounds a bit kind of very dark, and then it didn't really sound like it was going to be funny, but it's dark humour, isn't it? Like,
yes.
It's Martin McDonagh, mm-hmm. right? The Three Billboards guy, he'd be known for that. So what's it about?
Well, basically it's about a group of people on a small island off the west coast of Ireland.
Right.
And a film company from Hollywood comes over to make a movie on one of the other islands. And that's sort of the premise of it all. But it sort of delves into the relationships between the characters, how we sort of view different people in terms of, I'd say, society, you know. And the cripple, obviously, is the main part.
Right.
It's sort of showing what it's like to... how people would sort of view him, and you know, his sort of, he tries to be in the
movie. Is he a real
cripple,
or is he pretending to be a cripple?
He's not actually a cripple, no.
No, yeah, okay, yeah.
He's not actually a cripple.
I'm not giving away the plot there or anything, am I?
No.
It's been done before, so I think people already know the plot.
Okay.
So it sort of follows him and his sort of pursuit of a better life, and how that affects everybody on the island, and how we interact with each other and things like that.
Right, very good. And it's funny, is it?
It's really, really funny.
Really funny, yeah. And you play Slippy Helen.
Yeah.
Right, who is the sister of Bartley McCormick, who is, and that's who you're playing. Yeah. So your family kind of...
Can you tell we look similar?
Yeah. and so, but Bartley is kind of, he's a bit of an agent, isn't he?
A bit, yeah. I mean, he's smart in his own way, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, he has his specialist subjects, but he tends to fall down holes, etc. Right. So he's a bit... And you know, he kind of comes in with things out of nowhere, but
yeah, very good.
He's outside the box.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
And Slippy Helen, would you be defending him because he's your brother? Is that, or is that the way?
I think Slippy Helen gives him sort of the hardest time because she's his sister.
Yeah, she's been embarrassed by him, is she?
I think he just sort of does her head in, but they're always together. It's that typical sibling relationship where they're always hanging out. They're really good friends, but like she just literally tortures him as well because she can.
Brilliant. Well, listen, it sounds great. It's called The Cripple of Inish Man. It's on in the Gaiety Theatre from the 25th, and they say a limited run. Do you know how limited?
Until the 9th of March.
What, 9th of March?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And unless it's extended. And March would be, well, that would tie in nicely for Derry Girls, wouldn't it?
I think so. I mean, I don't have an exact date for Derry Girls, but I think it is going to be March. Yeah. And to be honest, quite a lot of dates are sold out already for The Cripple.
Are they?
Yeah, there's quite a few. So I've had to actually text all my family and be like, and get your tickets.
Because you
think if you're in the play, suddenly you've got to say over all the seats that you don't.
You really don't.
So with The Cripple of Inish Man, or The Cripple, as you all call it now, is that, you know, you have to remember the whole thing. You have to, because it's live, it's a bit different.
Especially Bartley's lines are kind of, he speaks backwards sometimes.
I think with all of the lines, with Martin's writing, it tends to be, it's very... His writing is very rhythmic.
Yeah.
So all the words are there for a reason and have to be almost said in the way that they're written exactly.
Yeah.
So getting that is quite difficult in comparison to, you know, something normally you may be able to, you know, lose a word here, drop a word there.
Kind of.
But with Martin's, it's very rhythmic. It's very, the timing is extremely important. So
it's interesting. Today FM. Recognize this music? I said I love you forever. Well, you do, of course. David Duchovny springs to mind, I would imagine. Did you know that David makes his own music? He's got a band, they're called Weather, and that band is playing in the Academy in Dublin on the 20th of February. He's doing all that, and our Shauna O'Reilly had one or two questions for him.
So obviously he's best known as an actor, and music is a very different beast, and you know he's on the road a lot. He's been touring Australia, New Zealand, and he's now embarking on the European tour. So I asked him, did he enjoy the whole touring thing?
It's tough for a man my age. You know, it's like I think it'd be more fun if I was 19 or 20 doing that. But I like seeing new places. I like performing for, you know, people in other countries. I that's all very invigorating. The travel can be tough, sure, but I do tend to do these things quickly because I don't like to be away from my kids that long.
Sure.
But, you know, once you get on stage and you've got these people looking at you and they came out to hear a show, you know, so, you just got to give it to them.
Give it welly. Yeah, it's an Irish thing. I don't know. Maybe you're not familiar with it. It means
I can figure it out. I like it.
Okay, good.
So 20th of Feb at the Academy.
Yes, and so I said to him that is my 33rd birthday, and I would go and I would spend the date there, my birthday, with him. And could he do a tribute to me on stage? And this is what he said.
What song would be a tribute to you?
Well, my favorite song, I think.
It doesn't have to be one of my songs.
Are you going to do an Irish cover?
Thinking about it.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy.
That would go down well.
You know the song We Will Not Be Lovers by the Waterboys?
No, I don't know that song.
Thinking about that one.
Look, the Waterboys are very popular in Ireland, so I'm sure if you do that, it will be done very well and it'll be great. Have you played Dublin before?
Okay. I've never been to Dublin.
Ever?
No.
Okay, well, you are in for a treat.
We are just passing through. I think we've got a show in London a day or two afterwards, so not a whole hell of a lot of time, certainly not as much time as I'd like.
Okay, well, look, I'll meet you and I'll give you the highlights in kind of, 2 hours or so, all right?
You're going to be hungover after your birthday.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm a professional at doing that. I can always work through it.
Well able, David. Well able, I tell you. Well, that's it for this week's very best of The Breakfast Show. I'm back on air from 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Don't forget, our These Three Words is now worth €750. There's only one word left.
Supportive.
And Dempsey's Double still hasn't been beaten. Giving away a nice bit of money, but nobody has made it to question 10 for a whopping €2,560. There are 10 questions. You start with a fiver for the first one, and you get it right, you can go for the next one. You get the choice to either stick, you take the money, or whatever. You can bank your money at any stage. But if you get a question wrong, it's all over. Over. Sorry. Goodbye. We don't even say goodbye. My God. We were sure Seamus was going all the way on Thursday's show. Have a listen.
Connor and Jock are the leading characters in which Irish TV comedy? Young Offenders.
Yay! Yeah.
That's one of those ones you either know or you don't. Connor and Jock, yes, yeah. Leading characters of Young Offenders. Well done, €160. Okay. Right, Seamus, you got 160. Yeah. You can put that in your pocket. You can take it away.
No, we'll go again. We'll
okay,
go again.
320. Question 7. How many I's are there in the word responsibility?
Three.
Yay! Just in the nick of time. Three is the answer. I can hear the relief in that laugh there.
Yeah, very, I kind of counted the spell. It was going bad for me there.
Very good. Okay, 320 now. That's nice. That's a nice few bob. You know, it is. It's Thursday.
Ah, we go again.
Ah, go on. All right, question number 8 for €640 from Today FM on Dempsey's Double, Seamus Corcoran in Kilkenny. Seamus, two states in America begin with the letter T. One is Tennessee. What is the other one?
Texas.
Yes, very good. As a man of knowledge. Right, question 8. Now you've got 640. Now, if you lose this, you might be slightly gutted, you know, but...
Nah, we go again. Okay.
Right. Okay. You want to be the man. This is the Kilkenny spirit, isn't it? That's what it is.
I don't know.
Okay, 1,280. Question 9 of 10. Who represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2018?
Oh, God, what was his name? Ryan Moore?
No. Not enough. Unlucky there, Seamus, but maybe you'd like a go at it. You can register to play on todayfm.com/Dempsey's Double.
Alarm clock, what a shock. Wake the kids, get them on the road to school. Running late, call the boss. Stuck in traffic, what the hell can I do? Turn on the radio and go to 102. There's a man with a voice of gold who's gonna entertain you. Ian Dempsey Show.